Is this a break?
It's recording right now.
Okay.
Welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the sibilance in my DSer. TheKevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button,
oh,
Kevin.
It is so good to be back. Soapy nipple to four.
You've been saying that reference for the last 10 minutes while I've been having technical difficulties.
It's really funny.
And I want to know what is it referring to?
Remember our buddy Christian came over and showed us that app on our phones where we
where we're all piloting a ship.
Yeah.
And Soapy Nipple to Four was a
Video of us yelling it out to each other just 5 feet from here in your backyard yelling Soapy Nipple to Four. Well, what is the name of that app?
Missile Command, I want to say.
That seems wrong. It'll come to me.
How dare you?
So the reason we brought it up is because you were having technical difficulties and I was having to read a series of instructions.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And you felt like that's what was happening. Simultaneously, I was reminded of another game that our buddy Christian showed me called Keep Talking and No One Explodes. Are you familiar?
No.
It's actually a Steam game, and it's been out for a while, but he had it on VR. So you put on your VR goggles, and there's a box in front of you with all these switches and dials and diodes and stuff. And you talk to people in the room with you. So my wife and Christian sat there with a manual that he printed out in real life. And I would say, okay, there's like a panel here, and it says LR1, and then there's a bunch of squares. And he would have to flip through his manual and tell me how to disarm that using the VR stuff. So then I'd like grab this and turn that. And he'd say, okay, switch this till it turns green. I'm like, okay, it's green. Okay, what does the screen say? Stuff like that. So we're talking through a bomb defusal. And meanwhile, there's a...
Now, is he on the phone or you have to be in person?
We're in the same room because I'm wearing VR goggles. So I would, if we were playing, you'd be wearing VR goggles. All you would see is this fictional room with a bomb in the middle of it. It'd be like an office or something plain. Uh-huh. There'd be a cardboard box and whatever. And then
so he's using his controller to flip through a manual.
No, he's in real life. He's in real life with a printed out binder flipping through it, telling you instructions.
What is the name of this again?
Keep Talking and No One Explodes. Now here's the best part. He then was like, let's amp it up. So I think we went to the highest level possible. And as we're playing, so I'm in VR. The power goes out for no reason in the room. An alarm clock on the desk just starts beep, 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 beep. Flashes a flickering light.
And he can't hear this.
He doesn't see it. He doesn't see it. All I'm it's like the Matrix. Like,
but
I'm in
how
another
do
space.
You hear him if you've got those headphones on from the VR goggles?
It's just kind of a mix in the room. Yeah. There's like I could hear you now without the VR goggles.
So it's
on.
Got a mic in it that picks up him a little bit and mixes him in? Or it's just you could hear him over the headphones?
Yeah.
I see.
You could
okay.
hear him over the headphones. Keep Talking and No One Explodes. And Snoopy Nipple to Four.
I remember a time when at least you and I, maybe I'm unfairly lumping you in, got on a high horse about phone games and how everybody's saying that they are the future. They are, and the idea of that, I got to think it's Mystical Man. I'm going to look it up.
But he's still stuck on that. It's funny that you say that because I'm actually in a renaissance of that same philosophy. Uh-huh. So I was playing an app for a little while, and I'll pull it up here, called Art of Conquest. And before I say this, there are incredible apps out there like Monument Valley. That's a beautiful app made by people that are making real games. Art of Conquest is just like any other plug-in, everyday, spend your time waster, level up a bunch in the beginning, and then wait till the end, and you're not leveling up hardly at all. And the quests become pretty repetitive, and there's nothing really new to do in the game, except for they want you to keep paying, and then you eventually kind of feel like a heroin addict, in that you're like, but my character, I've invested so much time in my army, and I've but why? Who cares? And it's in there. There's just more things for you to buy and more gems to purchase. And I realize I'm like, this is an absolute time waster. And I own a PlayStation Vita. So I anytime now that the urge to sit or if I'm sitting around, I feel bored or I need to waste some time. I don't open up any apps on my phone other than like Scrabble because that's a board game. But instead, I'll either defer that instinct and think I'll have more time to play real video games later if I don't waste time with an app now, or I'll just whip out the Vita and play a sweet
Vita. Yeah, you were here playing. It's like old school for us all over again. You came with your
rebooting.
Vita.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked it up, and Missile Command. I was wrong.
No, it's not Missile Command.
No, because that was an Atari game.
Yeah, no.
So I looked it up, and I believe, tell me if I'm wrong again, but I think it's called Space Team.
Yes.
That sounds right?
That sounds better.
All you got to do is Google.
and then you get the
what
answer.
Are these drops?
These are drops that I now have because I used to work at a radio show where I made drops, and then they took them away from me.
Aww.
So I have Kanye West.
Google lied to you.
I have Newt Gingrich.
All you got to do is Google.
And I have Ted Cruz.
Just go home and Google.
Oh, well, I'm learning so much.
Those are my Google drops.
Yes, it is Space Team. You were correct.
Yeah, right?
It took you, all you had to do was Google.
And here's the thing. I don't know if it's because I have now transitioned into elderly.
On what scale are you an elderly person?
I think just by the scope of the world happening around me, maybe.
You are middle-aged at best, my friend. You could not be described.
But here's the thing. There's an actual age of middle age. And then there is your pop culture age. I feel, I've transitioned into elder person because the idea of playing Missile Command or Stop Talking or Keep Talking or No One Blows Up, like that seems fun, even though the other one's a VR game, so obviously, but
it doesn't have to be. You can play it as a Steam game.
But still, I feel like, that sounds like, wow, that sounds like a good time.
Those are good times. Those are new games.
Right, but
Missile Command is not.
There was a time I remember. Tell me if I'm wrong, because you have a better memory than I do, that we would do this show, and I would say things like, the phone games are dumb.
Yeah.
They're boring. Who wants to play a game on your phone?
Yeah.
But I fully admit, in the years that have passed since we have done this show, Justin Worsham admitting I have downloaded not only Plants vs. Zombies and completed it.
On your phone?
On maybe an iPad.
iPad is a better place to
maybe
play.
Maybe an iPad, or maybe I did it a lot with my kids on their the Fire.
But Plants vs. Zombies, that's a decent game.
It's fun.
That's a game.
But I feel like Justin from 4 or 5 years ago would disagree. I feel like
chewing your nose
he was a
that.
Purist. He said if it doesn't have Xbox or PS4 in a little icon below a GameStop search, I don't want it. I want nothing to do with it. I'm uppity about PC games, I think, even still.
Really?
I don't have
PC.
PC
games have most console games beat hand for hand.
No, they're better.
They're better because they're better.
They're not. Here's the thing, though, that I still will argue is that they're not better in for this dumb guy's life. Mm-hmm. They're not better in accessibility because
the only computer I have
is this laptop that we are doing the show. And by the way, same laptop that we started doing the show on.
iPod in the dining room?
Yes, iPod in the... This laptop is as old as my son.
No!
Tale as old as time.
You need a new laptop. Let's get you a gaming laptop.
Tell you why I don't need one. Because I do not play games.
You would play...
Remember I put StarCraft on this very laptop for your bachelor party.
Yeah, and then you didn't play
it. And then I deleted it promptly.
And got a refund.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know Blizzard did.
Yeah, you do a trial period. I only did it for one day. I also returned 4 televisions the day after your bachelor party. What do you mean? You're gonna challenge my ability to get a refund?
No, not at all.
With a straight face, I brought in 4 televisions on a flat cart. But my point is, I upgraded the hard drive on this computer and the RAM, so it's like getting in a whole new thing.
Yeah, which is difficult. You're pointing to a Mac with the PC, because as you know, I built my own PC.
Well,
with the
la-ti-da.
Oh, there's a drop for that.
Oh, good for you. Tell me when this gets annoying.
Not ever.
Okay, good.
Play more drops, not less. I'm your producer. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Justin, we need more drops.
More drops. More drops.
Are you talking to me?
Do I sound like I wear a sweater there?
You should be doing drops.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Do them all.
I regret everything.
That was not me. That was someone else.
This one I made.
I regret everything.
So good. So good. This is like
this one I put because I had for the morning show I used to work on, and it's your favorite movie. That's why it's here in our SFP tab.
My favorite movie is not Terminator.
Well, Terminator 2. It's a
fair enough.
Terminator 2 doesn't have as well-known a theme song.
No, I'm just saying Terminator is not my favorite movie. But
Terminator 2 is.
I thought
Judgment Day was your favorite movie.
Maybe like
so much has changed
20 years ago. Touch the Muppet Baby.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
Did I ever say that Terminator 2 was my favorite film?
Here's the thing. I think the legend has grown.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I feel like you told your screenwriting professor a long time ago.
So he asked for 5 of your favorite movies, the most influential movies or something like that, and Terminator 2 and not Phantom Menace, but maybe Phantom Menace was on there.
At the time,
it was
a rebirth of a franchise.
Come on!
How could you not love it?
Everybody loved Darth Maul in the beginning.
Right!
Only until it hit VHS, because it was on VHS. Did people not actually
How are you going to say VHS and say we're not elderly?
I was trying to explain VHSs to my 5-year-old.
I haven't even gotten there yet.
It's so great. Your
favorite movies.
So, and Terminator 2 was on there, and he said, you might need to see some other movies. Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
I don't often play that. You know, we live in L.A., and I've learned, in my job, I have a lot of icebreakery questions. Like, I have to ask people, like, oh, let's get to know each other. And I've learned not to ask that specific question, what's your favorite movie? Because it's as if you walk somebody into a video store and said, all of these movies have souls. Pick one, and the rest will all die. And people will spend
Angeles, it's this and politics. And religion, you're not supposed to talk about.
I'm telling you, this is more personal than politics or religion in L.A. What is your favorite movie? I've watched people like, I'll give you my top 9. Like, come on. So you have to find other ways to ask. Like, if you were a movie character, what franchise really speaks to you? But you don't put the word favorite in front of movie in the city. And I've learned not to ask favorite in general because people have this like Sophia's Baby kind of.
Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice baby kind of thing of like, whichever one I don't choose, I'll never get to watch again. Like, it's just a stupid icebreaker question.
Yeah, I feel like I've never given this the merit that I guess it deserves. If people just.
What's your favorite movie?
Lion. I just picked the first thing that came to my head.
I didn't even know it was a movie. People are like, no. Oh, ah. So I used to mess with them when that question come around, like, favorite movie, and I'd say Pollyanna.
Who's even seen that?
Oh, I have, and I loved it. And people were like, what is wrong with this guy? Because it becomes like a sense of identity, your badge, like you are Pollyanna. So if you say something super important, like Godfather, they're like, oh yes, he's educated. You say something like Pollyanna, which by the way, are you looking at Pollyanna?
No, I've got a different idea, but keep going. What about Pollyanna?
Pollyanna pretty much created Disney's live action studio in the 60s. Before that, they weren't making very good films.
Our good friend Cole Carter in the chat room just says, not going to lie, Pollyanna is a pretty sick movie.
It's a good movie. But in L.A., not the respect that I think it should deserve.
Really?
I'll say Parent Trap Part 2.
let's spend some time on this while we're here and on the subject. What would you argue is your favorite video game based movie?
Video game based movie.
Because I feel like my first thought, I don't think there has been a successful video game based movie that was like really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know. I think my kids watched it and I was working. So the most recent one that I can think of was Ratchet and Clank, aside from Assassin's Creed, which I thought was an okay movie, but it was like, I really felt like the guy who wrote or directed it had no idea how to play the game or even saw it. Like, I think they gave
it's sort
him
of like taking Ninja Turtles and be like, we're gonna make them aliens.
Yeah,
why would
yeah, there was just a lot of like, they changed the way the animus worked because they felt like it had to make sense for people who hadn't played the video game. And so it's interesting that as video games have become more cinematic, mm-hmm. that they actually don't transition into film. That's why I thought,
Well, funny enough, 8 Mile is actually based on an old Atari game called Pitfall. So
no,
no.
the Indiana Jones ripoff guy. No, no, vomited his mom's spaghetti.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's really good.
I didn't know that.
Did I say 8 Mile? I meant Green Mile. Both of which. Both Breakout was the inspiration. Hey, for Green Mile,
was that the guy who burped lightning bug?
I think so.
Okay, all right. That's
it's funny. Your question, actually, my wife asked that last week. What's your favorite video game based film?
You guys have the sexiest pillow talk.
How did you know?
Here it comes. There's a drop.
Yeah. Honey,
I just got to tell you, why is this so hot? Number one. There we go. That's a good level for a bed. Honey, you got to tell me.
Yeah,
just to get you in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite video game-based movie?
Oh, it's got to be the original Super Mario Brothers.
Yes?
No way.
Okay. He said, no. That's just your fantasy of role-playing?
Yes. I think I've seen that movie once, and it's pretty bad. The Wizard, you remember one of our podcasts, you spent the entire episode walking beat for beat through that film.
It's been so long since I've seen it. I can't believe I had that ability at
you
one time.
You watched it and then immediately talked about it. And I realized...
That's a great one.
Because halfway through our episode, I realized, oh, this is what he wants. I kept trying to move along and you kept coming back to the plot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Oh, you're apologizing. It was 6 years ago.
Years ago, friendly. No, I really think... I think it is the Citizen Kane of video game podcasts. I'd kind of forgotten about it, to be honest, until you mentioned it. But, it would be hard to beat... So I did another Google search.
So much
go
Google.
Home and Google.
I did. And Tomb Raider, Warcraft, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter. I haven't hit one that's good. Final Fantasy I thought was great for the fact that it was a CG movie.
Was Matrix based on a?
No.
Star
Prince
Wars?
Prince of Persia. No. Silent
Prince
Hill.
Of Persia was terrible.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh,
I was,
Doom? Is Doom on that list?
Doom is on that list, but
that was
I don't.
Also bad.
I did. Yeah, that was. Hitman was pretty good. I liked Hitman.
Ready
that was 2007.
One. Will that count?
Oh, when it comes out? No, because it's based on a book. It's not a video game.
Yeah.
There's a couple of Tomb Raider movies. Resident Evil. That had a nice running franchise for a while. What? In fact, I think it's still going. They got another one coming out.
How much money do these movies make? That would be the interesting question.
Okay, let's see.
They may not be critically acclaimed.
Highest grossing.
But what? Yeah. How much are they taking in? Are they making their money back? Or are they...
The highest grossing video game adaptation is Lara Croft Tomb Raider at $131,168,070.
That's not bad.
Ooh, Angry Birds the movie. That's a close second to The Wizard. That is a funny movie. Although
it lost me when they were swimming through the guy's pee.
What's wrong with that?
I just couldn't understand it.
And you don't like a good urine joke?
Why was his pee like crystal blue?
What do you mean?
Let's go take a bath.
Okay. Together? Because I pee in the tub. Prince of Persia is in third place. So Angry Birds was second at $107 million. Prince of Persia at $90 million. Let's see. But in theaters? Oh, wait. This doesn't make sense. Oh, opening. So it opened at $47 million in 3,308 theaters. That's Tomb Raider. I was wondering because I was like, it made $3,000 in theaters?
Ooh,
Pokemon, the first movie? When did that come? Oh, 99?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not see that. No. Mortal Kombat, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, Cradle of Life.
Ratchet, because I didn't think of animated films. Is Ratchet
Let's
and Clank
see what
on
the
there?
Captain, Mr. Insignificant is Postman Pat, the movie?
That can't count. How come there's no Pac-Man movie? It needs to be a Pac-Man
Pixel.
Film.
Would Pixel count as a...
No. No more than Ready Player One.
Ratchet and Clank only made $8 million.
Yeah, it did not do well, which is why we don't have a Sly Cooper movie currently.
Wing Commander, that's also from 1990, but that was Freddie Prinze Jr., which was... God, I love that Wing. I remember I was sick in junior college when I would play Wing Commander on the PS1.
It was Mark Hamill, right?
Yep. Oh, it was so good, guys. So good.
So angry.
Matthew also agrees. Our friend Matthew in the chat room says, yeah, Ratchet & Clank did not do well, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. I enjoyed the film. Did you see it? Did you see Ratchet & Clank?
No, I think my kids saw it, and then I didn't watch it with them, because I like the humor of the Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, they're
still
fun.
A series I haven't finished.
Really?
No.
It's on your PS Vita. Do you still have a Vita?
I do have a Vita.
You should play during the show
right now. That would be a good thing. hey, let's do a thing we now call a commercial break.
Okay.
Because now that Gamerland Podcast is back, we also have sponsors. So please pay attention to these sponsors.
Do we get to choose the sponsors? Like Larrilee Cigarettes.
No.
When you need Larrilee's, try cigarettes.
No, but I think we just invented a big tobacco company.
Oh, we don't use tobacco. It's all made of radishes.
Oh.
It's 2017. How dare you?
Oh, these sounds like holistic cigarettes. They sound delightful.
They'll make you lose 20 pounds just by looking at them.
Really? So they're low carb?
They're all carb.
Wait a minute. They're all carb and I lose weight and it's radishes?
And they make you pretty.
Oh.
They're also highly narcotic.
Wow. This is great.
Enjoy this commercial.
I look forward to smoking these and in 60 years finding out that they're horrible for me.
They give you a second head.
Who doesn't need a conscience? Just somebody to bounce ideas off of. You say second head, I say sounding board.
You are an excellent spin doctor. Well done.
PR is my thing. We'll be right back after what may or may not be a commercial message right here, right now. Shooting the Lion, Suit and Jacket. You like that song? Did I nail it?
I would never choose to put that song on, but I'll admit that I have definitely rocked out to that
right?
when it's come on the radio.
Now listen, I love a good Judah and Lion. I'm not gonna lie to you either.
Which one are you?
I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. I think everybody wants to be the Lion. But deep down inside, I think we all know we're closer to being the Judah.
That reminds me, remember that piece of advice we used to get from Rob Miles, our old improv buddy? We would talk about in improv or in any art, there's either the music, there's the notes, or the space between the notes. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this analogy?
Yes.
And it had to do with talent and stuff of like, you're either on the stage and you're the one that we all look at, or you're the supporting person
right.
behind. And when he first told me that, I was like, whatever, 22. And he's like, you know, are you the note? Or are you the space between the notes? And I said, I think I'm both. And he said, everybody thinks they're both. Everybody thinks you're both. You have to choose one.
Yeah,
you
choose one.
Be honest with yourself. And he's like, I think you're the notes, which was a kind compliment. I've since learned I'm the space between the notes.
Yeah. I immediately assumed that was the space between the notes.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It's funny because I would qualify myself as being low self-esteem, but I've heard from other people that it is not the case. So I think it's just a self-image thing, which is interesting, too. I just realized that in the word self-esteem, it should be self-assessed.
Yeah,
it is your own esteem.
I do think you suffer from low self-esteem.
Okay,
I think that's accurate. Yeah,
thank you.
I've seen that in you. That you no,
pretty sure, that's pretty sure that's the only time anybody's ever said thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for validating.
I think you poorly of yourself. Thank you.
I think you sell yourself at a lower credit than you're actually valued at. Did we change?
True.
Did we change podcasts
probably
when we
right.
came back?
You're probably right.
Please don't cry.
guarantees it's going to happen at some point. I'm going to cry about a video game. To get back to our subject, by the way, for anybody listening, please send us an email, show@gamerlandpodcast.com, if you don't like it. But I'm totally fine with us going down a rabbit hole or two or tangential conversation.
Yeah.
Sure, it's going to be loosely based on video games, but mostly Kevin and I are going to just have fun.
Yeah. Welcome to Gamerland, where we play.
So, but to get back to games, over the weekend, I'm a big fan of football. I've talked about it on the show over the years. I've always liked the Madden football.
And out of everybody involved with the show, the only ones interested in football are you and I.
Yes. Yes. But here's the thing that I thought was interesting is this idea, and I think it's going to start with, it didn't technically start with Madden. I know you're going to correct me on that, but that I'm watching on Football Sunday, okay? I'm waiting for, we are big Rams fans now. I grew up a Niner fan.
And they're doing well.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
I love the Sean McVay. He's our new head coach. Same birthday as yours truly here.
Really?
Yep. All right. Is exactly 7 years younger than me to the day.
Wow.
It's a very magical time in Los Angeles.
So you guys could have a playoff game on your birthday? Is your birthday on a Sunday this year?
I don't remember. Let's see. Let's Google it if I just...
Play the drop first, then
all
open
gotta
Google.
Do is Google.
Okay, got it. I don't know why, but I'm tickled by the little laugh at the end.
Who is it? Who's laughing at it?
That is Newt Gingrich, but he said.
Oh, that's all him going, all you got to do is Google. Yeah.
Yes. And there's another one, too. I'll have to find it here and add it to my little mix. But anyway, let's see when my birthday is what I was going
to
look up, right? But what I found, I was watching.
You have to Google that?
No, I'm going to use my calendar app. just to further your point, is that I have such low self-esteem, I don't know what day my birthday falls on in the next year.
Wow. Talk more about birthday.
But I watched on a Sunday No, my birthday's on a Wednesday in 2018.
Okay.
I also like the people that are listening to this that like know that stuff. They could do the formula in their head. They're just screaming, Wednesday, it's Wednesday.
No way. I'm pretty familiar with calendars, and I spent this better part of today looking at a calendar, and I didn't know that
when
it was
you,
there.
Yeah. Do you know when your birthday is?
Mine is on a Thursday. I did look at that.
Oh.
And I looked at January's calendar, and I didn't have that on memory dot.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
Is that from Batman?
No, that's from the campaign with Zach Galifianakis and I think Will Ferrell, right?
Oh, so in Batman Lego movie, that's a reference to that line.
Yes.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
I thought that was such an interesting...
Yeah, I did too, because that's a joke. I didn't pull this drop. Gary Hoffman did at the radio station. Anyway, I was watching... There is a television show on the NFL Network called Madden America.
Yeah.
And it's a comedian who grew up playing Madden. Don't think I'm not jealous of this asshole.
Yeah.
He goes around and plays Madden with celebrities and NFL players and Madden pros.
So it's like driving in car, getting coffee with comedians.
Yes.
But
cooler and more relevant.
He drove with Obama.
I know.
That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And then... Right after, they have the Madden Classic that is now televised, where they're doing a tournament to crown a Madden champion. And this guy...
This year's season?
They've been doing it for years. I didn't even know about it. Like, it became like a professional thing back in 2002
Updated. Unlike StarCraft, which is still playing the original StarCraft from the late 90s.
With mods or what?
No, like if you do StarCraft tournaments, they would be playing the original StarCraft.
And not the latest version.
In some circles. When Blizzard does it, they do the most recent. But then they repackage the original game with like a new engine, but it looks exactly like the old one.
Wow.
Yeah, that came out earlier this year.
But this guy made $250,000 last year winning a Madden champion. Now, this wasn't just... He won $150,000 for winning the championship.
Oh, so he was a competitor. He wasn't just a comedian. Oh, okay.
No. The comedian...
So he's good.
The comedian did not win. I'm sorry.
Oh.
What I was saying... That's my bad. I was saying that I watched this guy. His name is Skimba.
Uh-huh.
Or Skimbo. Skimbo. And that's his last name. He's just some dude from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And the way he fell in love with Madden was he was going to school to play baseball, and he tore messed up his shoulder. And so while he was injured, all he did was play Madden while he was in school.
Because you don't need shoulders to play games.
Nope. And his buddies that he played baseball with were all better than him. And so he would sneak into their room at night and turn it on and like play all night to practice.
Oh, wow.
And then he got to a point where he was beating them, and they said, you know, you're really good. And then they heard about this tournament, and, like, you should enter the tournament.
That's
one
cool.
thing leads to another. And the dude wins like $250,000.
So there was a comedian at that.
The comedian hosts the show, and then he also is like the, he's like the, I don't know what to compare him to, but he hosts the pregame, and then they have guys that actually call the play-by-play while the game's happening, and then they were playing instant replay. And I'm just sitting here going,
so it's like a virtual Madden universe.
On Football Sunday, I'm watching a virtual football game where the Seattle Seahawks are playing the Seattle Seahawks in 5-minute quarters. And the guys are like the play-by-play guys are even making points where they're saying, you know, like, clearly he's going on, you know, you're like, if you love football, you're probably watching this going, why is he going on a 4th-and-7 and it's the first quarter? And he goes, well, these are 5-minute quarters. He's already down by 10 points.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So when your time, he goes, even I've talked to actual coaches and they go, well, yeah, if you've got little time on the clock, you've got to be a lot more aggressive. And that's when you go for it on 4th down and all this crazy stuff. And I was learning a lot about me playing the game.
Wow.
And I'm desperately like looking around for manuals. It's getting obsessive and not
manuals.
Okay. Manuals to where you could read to up your Madden game.
Oh,
I've watched probably an embarrassing amount.
Are you going to pivot your career?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. No. I can't. I do enough of what I like to do as like fun for a living. If I added one more of those, it would not be good. It would just, I'd just be a degenerate.
Well, you just have to drop something else, like one of your kids.
Yeah. And by the way, I was also disappointed. I almost considered buying a second PlayStation because my sons were doing a Madden League within the family.
Yeah.
And last year you could do this, but in the new game, you can't play even on an online thing. You can't play against each other.
I wondered about that.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's so
because they're pushing you to be one box per one person. And I've tried to explain that to my wife, that at some point my son will need his own PS5 or
really?
Whatever.
Really? She's not on board?
She thinks I'm kidding. But I already bought him.
Good with you. I love it. Exactly.
Pretty much. I think now, initially she probably thought I was kidding. I think now she knows this.
It almost happened because we kept running out of the space on the 500 gigabyte hard drive comes with the PS4 standard.
So you haven't expanded. You haven't bought
No. What I did, this is another kicker. So I looked online because I wanted to get. It's about to get sexy. Hold
on. Yeah, come on. Here comes the drop.
Let's see if I have a secondary. I may not have it queued up here. Oh, wait. All right.
Oh, wow. This is really happening.
Just get ready. Now.
Are you going to wrap this?
No. What I was about to do was invest heavily into a solid state hard drive.
Oh.
1 terabyte.
Damn. He's dancing.
But then I looked around. I looked around online, and that's $300. And I'm like,
worth it.
I could get another PlayStation.
Also sexy.
I got a second TV in my house. I could get another one and put it in there for guests. And then the kids could play their Madden football. And I was trying to sell it to my wife. And then she goes, that can't be the most cost effective way to do this or whatever. Because I was saying, well, here's the benefit.
This is why there are women.
Yeah. To ruin things for men. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. Also help you see.
For the younger listeners out there, listen, don't get married. No, I'm kidding. I looked around online and I said, what's the best drive? Cause I was building up research to say, well, I got to get a solid state drive. And then I was like, well, maybe I don't need a solid state drive because how much faster could it be? Like, sure, it's faster, but is it noticeably faster?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did some research and basically what I found is that everybody all agreed that they said you could get a hybrid drive that has a partial solid state drive that I think it bounces information back and forth. So it runs. But most of it is on the spinning hard drive that is old school. For $90, my PS4 now has 2 terabytes of space.
Oh, yeah. Oh good.
You know what?
You.
Both of these drops apply.
Asshole.
I am an asshole. I am a colossal asshole for having 2 terabytes. 2 terabytes for $90,
that's
my
really
friend.
Good.
And here's the thing with the PS4. I don't know if you've even looked into this. It just clicks off. You slide it out. Punch the new one in, boom, you're done.
You changed out the drive.
The actual hard drive.
You went in. Oh, I added an external drive. You actually went inside the console, tore it out and everything.
I said, I want it all up in me. I want it all inside.
What did you do with the old data? How did you transfer it back over?
So here's what you do. The new software update lets you plug in an external, and then you just back it up to the other one.
Sure.
So my wife, I have a terabyte drive that I back up this ancient laptop on. And then my wife has a 500 gigabyte hard drive that she uses to back up her computer. So I just erased her backup and then copied my PS4 because what's more important?
The PS4.
The pictures she has of our kids?
No. How old are they?
9 and 6.
Pictures. How old are the pictures?
9 and 6 years old.
They're old. They're old pictures.
Ancient.
Get rid of those.
Get out of there. I'm trying to save games from 6 months ago.
Come on.
Kids want to play Lego Worlds, honey. That takes up a lot of gigs.
That's a good game.
A lot of gigs. They love it. They're trying to get me to play it. This is the world that I'm living in too. But here, let me finish this. So I transferred it, and then the hard part is you got to get the jump drive. And what they won't tell you online is that when you put the I get a jump drive, I plug it in my laptop here, and then I go to the PlayStation website and then download the latest software update because essentially you have to reinstall firmware or whatever onto this.
Sure.
Well, you have to put PS4 and then another folder that says update and then put the file in there because if you don't follow that one specific instruction that is in very small print, it's like, I can't find it.
I can't find it.
So I'm like, crap, I just did all this work. So then it gets there. Now I got 2 terabytes and downloaded all the kids' games back on there.
That's great.
Because I was having to delete Destiny, put it back on, and I was like, if I ever want to go back to it. Now I said, 2 terabytes.
That's great.
All of this is mine.
This digital landscape. Because I'm doing the external hard drive on USB, and sometimes it'll have some problems. Or if the PlayStation loses power, I'm concerned that it's going to damage the external hard drive because it has a different relationship with it being USB.
Oh, because if it just disconnects like that.
Yeah, or if one of the kids comes up. I got a little daughter. She's 2.
Do you just use your like an existing, or did you buy the whole setup where it looks like it's integrated?
No, I bought a really nice external hard drive that would work well.
How much you spend on that external? Can I ask?
Less than 90. Business? No. It was less than that. I think it's 1 terabyte, and I think I might have gotten it for $50.
So for your birthday, you want a 2 terabyte hard drive? You want to plug that in?
Go up to the next level. What would I do with my external? I guess I'd need it to back
everything
up.
You back it up.
I'm so confused.
What did you plug in? How big did you plug in on your external? If this, tell me, this is none of my business.
No, it's a gig. I don't understand. It was 1 terabyte is the external hard drive.
Okay.
But now I have all the space in the world, and it's nice, like, to be able to put it. Any new game comes on, I don't worry.
And the reason I would not to be a bragger, that wasn't my, reason
low
I did
self esteem. We're not talking about
I did 2 terabytes.
We're not talking about your bragging.
Is because I missed this. the reason I did 2 terabytes is because it was literally a $10 difference.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah,
at that point.
No, absolutely. You made the right choice.
I feel strong about it.
I, however, on my PC, did I tell you I built my own computer?
You did.
I'm going to upgrade my I'm going to upgrade my graphics card because it's time. It's about 5 years old card, and I'm going to get a GTX 1060. Here's what I've learned is that the number in the front is the generation, and then the second number, the 60, is the like model number. So
hey, hold on.
I'm on a okay. No, yeah! So I'm on a Radeon 6800, which is the equivalent of a GTX 550. So I'm moving from a 550 to a GTX 1060, baby.
This feels like video game porn, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And that's going to cost me around $300.
Yeah.
But Guild Wars is going to look good. Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be
when you update a graphics card, is it more about the speed at which the graphics get to move? Because I feel like they're always going to look the same because of the bin, right?
No, not at all. That's the difference between a...
Where'd my music go?
I was really feeling...
That was not on me. That was an intern who hit stop on that.
You're out of here, Michelle! So graphics card is called a GPU.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But Demon King Zane is saying, as someone who works in tech, this is mildly painful to listen to.
Are we way off, Demon Tech?
What does this mean? I don't understand why. Is it that he... I'm going to assume. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
And say that what's painful is that he works in tech and that he's just always around 2 terabyte drives. Graphics cards.
The GTX 1060 is a nice card.
But he's not rolling deep like Justin and Kevin.
Yeah.
And he's not flush with cash.
Yeah.
So he can't just go out willy-nilly and buy himself a hybrid hard drive.
Yeah.
He's not entertaining thoughts of solid state. He's still trying to upgrade his jump drive.
Sorry, you're very passionate about storage, clearly. What do you got to say about yourself there, Demon?
He said, oh no, Zane's a huge tech nerd. Don't make him start, please.
Oh, there's a sub-community within here. Okay.
See, I remember a lot of our old school long-term listeners by name, but I don't remember a Demon King Zane.
I feel like I'd remember that.
Yeah, exactly. And what's going on with his avatar here while we're talking about it? By the way, let's dip out. Sexy about... Are those doves flying out of a skull with a mullet? What is that situation? There's definitely some kind of like 70s feathering going on a skull.
So you might look down on our tech knowledge, but we look down on your avatar choosing powers.
I mean, look at our awesome avatar.
Who made that local? Come on.
I don't know. A graphics genius could only be my assumption.
Somebody with a Radeon 6800 at home. How did you do that? I did not see your hands.
It's a touchpad.
Somebody was in the room with us. There it is.
That's every time
Jordy?
Kevin sends me a text message.
Jordy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
from,
awesome.
I know it's been a while since we told the story, and we're already going long. I apologize. But that's from when, remember when we were sitting and we were talking about Star Trek or something?
Yeah.
Probably and our boss, that. Willie Moeller, said, hey, let's save it for the street, okay, boys? And we're like,
You have to say, we were Star Trek aliens at the time, was the point.
I'm sorry.
So we were dressed up as Star Trek aliens.
This was our lunch break.
Sitting with our boss, the manager for the whole theater department was sitting there. Why he was eating lunch with us, I have no idea.
I think we may have sat with him,
actually. That probably makes more sense.
And so anyway, we're talking about Star Trek, and then he goes, you know, guys, let's save it for the streets.
Yeah.
And then I like maybe 5 seconds passed, if that. And I said, Kevin, where did you get that burrito? Like genuinely asking, like wondering if it came from home or if you got it in the cafeteria. And Kevin said,
from the replicator.
And we just started laughing. Like, dude, the nerdiest young man ever.
The problem was, when you asked me, I thought, well, I got it from the microwave. Microwaves look like replicators. This is going to be really funny.
So according to Demon King Zane with his feathered dove skull, He says you overpaid for 2 terabytes for starters. So to pay $90 is overpaying.
For a compatible drive for a PlayStation, I feel like.
I got it. Yeah, it's a 2-inch. It's a standard laptop drive.
Yeah.
I went Amazon Prime. You know, here's the thing. That what Demon King Zhang doesn't know about me is that.
Doesn't hurt.
Well, what he doesn't know is my philanthropic side.
Oh, yeah.
And when I...
boom, 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 boom.
Part of the reason... Oh, it's still going. By the way, I have an unnecessary length to this bed.
I've noticed.
It's 5-8 minutes long or something. Like, it just plays.
That's about the right length, I would imagine.
No, I feel bad for our good friend Jeff Bezos. I feel like he doesn't have enough money.
Who's Jeff Bezos?
Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon.
Is he still in? Why do I not know that name? Like, I know Mark Zuckerberg.
Because he's so, you know, Mark Zuckerberg because he's a freaking billionaire. But Jeff Bezos, he's sitting there with empty pockets.
Oh.
You know, he's
so that's why you buy
struggling.
These cards.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
I buy it because, sure. I mean, yes. Could I, you know, could I act like a poor person, Demon King Zhang, and, you know,
and get an $85 tip?
Yes. Yes, I could. Drive. But I'm like, you know what? Daddy's flush with cash. Yeah. I'm going to throw 90. I'm going to make it rain up in this Amazon.
That's an extra $5.
Yes, and I get the 2-day free shopping. But I say, you know what? F that. I'm paying $3.99 to get it a day early.
Oh, good
I don't
for you.
Care. It's the high class life. It's what I work for. I've earned it. I deserve it.
You're feeding the economy.
Yes. So trickle down, baby. I'm trying to get the money back to you, Demon Kane.
Preach it, Reaganomics. Preach it. This is the best podcast.
I never got a job
done.
From a poor person.
It's so true. It's so true.
You know what I did in retrospect, though, is I forgot what song did we play to play us out. I can't remember.
Wait, I have one more thing to say.
Oh, that's
right. Are
you
trying to play us out?
No, I'm not.
So
I just want to make sure I was ready.
So the whole point at this where this all started was us talking about apps and how we've moved. So you're leaning back into apps. You're
sort
okay.
of. I think I. Here's the thing. Other than my video game state is so sad right now.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's sad when you become a father.
No, don't say it.
And oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
I knew it was gonna happen.
I didn't think it would happen. The second one back. I mean, we even took a 3-month break in between the first one.
That was a pilot.
And this one, but
what are you crying about?
My video game life.
Okay.
It goes down because Kevin, my children hog my PlayStation. I made people to play video games with, and then they took them from me. I can't.
That's not
And there's
fair.
A part of me as a horrible father that I want to play games. 4 months, actually, Matthew. Thank you. another good point. I can't do math because time is lost for me.
It was July when we did. What month is it
no,
now?
I think it was June because it was before E3.
Oh,
I
yeah. It was at E3.
Yeah. And
are you still crying about that?
I'm trying.
Okay.
And
these are real tears.
Very real. Very real. And I don't have as much time, and the father that I am is I want to be able to turn on my PlayStation. We say, can we play? And I say, no, because you don't pay for anything here.
Yeah.
I pay for it all.
There you go.
When you want to play a game, you buy your own PlayStation, your own television, and then when you have enough money to pay for the power it takes to power it, then you can play your own games.
Your kids are like 9 and 6.
Get a job.
Okay. The irony from this is that one of my favorite jokes from your routine used to be is, oh, I found out my wife is pregnant. I'm not ready to share my Xbox.
I'm not.
And it now, turns out you are, because I actually have your Xbox.
Yeah. Well, with you, I share a lot.
Yeah.
Not my kids. Those kids. But no, it's this thing where if I'm playing, like usually during the week they're playing, so I get the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And so Saturday will be my day. But then my wife has this job where she works from home now, and that was usually my time to play.
You should consider
I'm listening.
Either getting back into your PS Vita.
I think I'm going to.
Or, because you can do remote play with the PS Vita, so as long as you're on the same network, you could access the other PlayStation that you're going to buy.
While my kids are playing it?
Yeah, while your kids are playing. Oh, while they're
if
playing
I bought another one, I would, like, here's the thing. I would probably never see my children and forget their names. If I bought another PlayStation, I would relegate them to the back area.
Yeah.
And then I would play on my
nice couch.
And
then come out when they're 18 and they're ready to go
to
college. Or you could consider getting a Nintendo Switch. Right, because then they can play the Switch, and you can have the television. You love this idea.
I love my kids more than that. No way, for show, everybody. Thank you.
All right,
you can send us an email to show.
Wait, I have more to say.
What?
So, my whole point about the PS Vita is that a little while ago, it's me. My Facebook feed reminded me of this game, and so I booted it back up, and it's got cross play, And if you had the PlayStation Network about 2 years ago, you would have gotten it for free. Super Time Force Ultra. No, do you remember this game?
I remember you
game?
Talking about this.
This game is so great.
This is where you were like driving through a thing, like you're a boat or something. Or
not even
boat?
Close. Mm. Nothing to do with that at all. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Come on. That's some retro game
Whisper.
Action. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ultra.
So in Super Time Force Ultra, you play an 8-bit adventure about these guys that have the ability to go through time. And so you pick your time era, like 1990X or 1980X, 1 million BC, 673, the year 3072. And when you go there, you do like a regular 8-bit adventure and a side-scroller type thing with different characters that have different abilities. But when you die or whenever you want, you can go back in time to the beginning of the level or any point
yes,
beforehand.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Yes.
Choose another character. And so you essentially save yourself from dying at different times or unlock
like playing Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
But so the levels are actually only 1 minute long, but you just play them over and over and over and over again on top of yourself. So you see yourself as a ghost playing as the different characters. And then when you beat it, they show you everything you did all at the same time. All the characters bouncing around and doing everything. So I've gone back through and now I'm trying to beat the like get the really good badges for it, so you have to get to the end of the level within 15 seconds or something, so you have to memorize the course and get to it's a great game.
Is there no way to get through it without dying? Like you have to
I don't think so. I doubt you couldn't do it without dying because your characters aren't strong enough to beat most of the enemies. It usually takes about two guys shooting at the same thing in two different timelines simultaneously in order to defeat something. Anyway, a little retro, like throwback to about 2 years ago, but I'm way back into this. And if you've been following me if you're my friend on PlayStation, you might have seen that this has been a little more frequent in my feed as of lately because it's a pretty sweet, sweet little game. And I do this instead of playing Art of Conquest, because this is an infinitely better game.
Art of Conquest?
That was the app that I mentioned about an hour ago when we started our half-hour-long podcast. Sexy iPad in the dining room.
All right, so that was our show now, right? Is that it. This feels like a good song. I could do that. Somebody said that they got into Daft Punk because of this show.
Shut up.
In the chat
room. What does that even mean?
That means that they love this song, and it's the best way to end a podcast, and they said, I actually got into them because of you guys.
Oh,
got into them through you guys, so I owe you guys a lot. Matthew owes us a lot because we...
Now I understand. I thought they meant they got into a Daft Punk show because of this show, and I didn't understand how listening to us talk about Daft Punk would get you into a concert. Now you see what I've been seeing.
Got it. Okay, yeah, I totally get that. You can send us an email to show@gamerlandpodcast.com. Remind me, which is the Facebook account that we're using for this?
Well, we have the second funniest. It has 1,400 followers. Gamerland has around 800. So we use both of them. I jump back and forth.
So either Facebook.com/secondfunniest or Facebook.com/GamerlandPod. I think it was Gamerland Pod because Gamerland Pod is the Twitter.
For Facebook, maybe.
Hit us up. Kevin@thekevinmiller.com.
Yep, that's happening.
You can hit me up at Justin Worsham on the Twitter.
Or Instagram as The Unlockable Man. No the, just Unlockable.
Now, here's
man.
The thing. This show is coming back as a part of the podcast network that I created, which is called the iPodcast Network.
You created that?
I created that network, and it exists
on... Is it like the anatomy, like your eyeball podcast network? EYE podcast?
Yeah, but what we did, because we're I'm a hipster, EYE is the implication, but the word, the letter is just the I.
Oh, man.
Like an iPod in the dining room.
That's some deep cut, man. You've been doing podcasts before podcasts were podcasts.
I'm very deep. We did them on the dining room table.
Are those episodes still out there? People need to hear these 10-year-old references.
I can't remember how far, but here's the thing. All of the episodes have just been imported over.
Oh, great. What year did we start this? Was it 2008 or 2007?
I think it was 2007.
It was like December of 2007 December of 2008.
Yes, because
it was before your son was born, right?
Right, but she was pregnant with him because we started recording in December and then we released them in January.
Yeah.
Those because we did with Justin at Summer when that was back when it was known as the second funniest podcast.
I think it was the JK show.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. JK Show, and then it became the Second Funniest Podcast, and then now the Gamerland Podcast when we started talking about
Maybe
games.
We should change it again. The Fourth Age of Man Podcast.
I like this idea. But here's why I'm bringing this up, is that here's the thing. We're bringing it back. It's going to be weekly, right? That's the game plan. If you want to listen live, you can go to mixlr.com/Gamerland. And that's a free app you can get on your phone if you want. All you do is you put in your email address and you put a password in there.
Do you have to log in regularly to get bitcoins in order to unlock treasure chests?
There is no grinding. Is that the term?
Yeah. Well, hey, do you game?
A little bit.
No, I never do.
Okay, shut up. And we're taking a break.
But anyway, you can. Oh, we ran out of song.
We've got to get more disciplined at this.
No, it's fine. This is fun. This is fun. We're having fun. So anyway, play your Time Ultra.
Space Ultra.
Yeah. So what you do is you go to the mixlr.com/Gamerland Podcast, and then you log in. And then what you could do is follow us.
Okay.
And when you follow us, whenever we go live to broadcast, because I'm sure eventually we'll work out a schedule, and I'm not sure exactly when we will record. But then you'll get.
I like this Monday. Do you like Mondays?
I do too.
Yeah.
Then you'll get an email from us saying, hey, they're going to go live.
It's not just like a tweet, it's an actual email.
No, you get an email to that. And then you can also turn on notifications for Facebook and Twitter, because I'm sure we'll share it there as well. And then you could tune in live and be a part of the people chatting. That's how all the people who listen live, because we didn't tell anybody that we were going to do this.
How many people have been listening?
It says right now, well, we got 288 hearts.
Wow. But that could be one guy just hitting a heart every 2 seconds.
No, yeah, because we got 8 listeners right now. And I'm sure that'll go up the more we do. What's so funny?
We probably should not even mention that. That doesn't sound like a lot.
Oh, wait, hold on. 291 hearts.
Thanks,
guys.
We
just got 3 hearts for mentioning the hearts.
Okay.
But here's the other part of that, is that there's a phone number, 877-222-8323. Put that in your phone, but make this mental note, please.
Doodoloo.
Because part of the network that we have could lead to streaming in a different way, where you will stream at a different address. Once I figure that out, and then there will also could possibly be a different phone number that you could call into the show live, which will be able to integrate. Like for right now, if we ever have a guest on the show, I can't Skype with a guest and stream it live at the same time.
Sure.
Other service will and do phone calls. That's the other part of it. So I think this other service will allow me to do that, and that's why I want to.
How much
that.
Of that do I personally need to know? Because I got to be honest, I've been playing this game the whole time.
You don't need to know anything.
Okay,
you're
great.
Just going to show up. You're going to be your beautiful self.
Oh, that's great.
Daddy's going to run the show.
Yeah,
and technically, content wise, I will need your help.
Okay, I think I can do that.
But other than that,
I do play games. So
I think I think that's it, and I think we crushed it. So
this has been the best show we've done in 3 months.
Oh my god, I would even extend it out to 4 months. That's what I would do.
Perfect. I've heard it was 4.5.
On behalf of the Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.
That was cool.